8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice CeeLo.
Dwayne Wade, officially a Chicago Bull, with a press conference today in Chicago. The U.S. Olympic team is at the United Center tonight doing an exhibition against Venezuela, plus the fact that this weekend may be the end or the beginning for select Cubs and Sox. Sam Pinjanovic joins me now to talk about all things sports. Sam, good to talk to you at the United Center right now, right?
I am, yes. I'm in the basement. I'm in the dungeon of the United Center getting ready for some riveting basketball. USA against Venezuela. I'm setting the over-under for Venezuela at 47.5.
No way. You know, I've heard that they're pretty good. Like this, I read a couple articles saying that this could be the first test, quote-unquote, for the U.S. basketball team.
Well, you read wrong. This is going to be a blowout.
All right, let's talk to Dwayne Wade. Today he's formally announced at a press conference at the United States. Was that the United Center? Talk about
Advocate
the
Center, right next
yeah,
door.
Next door, the Advocate Center. What was the tone today? Did everything go as according to plan?
You and I talked when they initially agreed to sign Dwayne Wade, you know, weeks ago. It might have even been earlier this month. That's how long the separation's been. Because Wayne was in China, actually, with his wife and kids, and they toured around Southeast Asia. But he won the press conference, and that's sort of a cliche thing to talk about. Did he win it or did he lose it? He was an 11 out of 10. He is one of the most likable guys in the history of the league. He's so popular with the fans. He's from here. I mean, he grew up pretty much in Robbins and then went to Richards High School in Oak Lawn, goes to Marquette. I mean, the guy's got 3 championship rings, and he said all the right things. And right away he got out in front, said he didn't use the Bulls for leverage in 2010. He said it's Jimmy Butler's team, and he's trying to help create some sort of a culture here in Chicago. There hasn't really been one since Tom Thibodeau left. They were really bad last year as a team. So Dwayne Wade is going to be a mentor. He's going to be one of your better players. And hopefully, as we've also talked about, he's a guy who's going to recruit players down the road.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting. I liked his line where he said that I hope that Jimmy Butler has an unlimited plan because I'm going to get to know him. Talk about that relationship. He doesn't really know Jimmy Butler like he knows some of the other players in the NBA.
Right now, the relationship is strictly as competitors because they only know each other from their meetings on the floor. You know, when Dwayne Wade was in Miami, Jimmy's in Chicago. They used to guard each other. They played against each other. They're going to get to know each other over the next couple of months. And I think the relationship there is fascinating because what happens when the Bulls, if the Bulls go south, if they have a bad season, then when do things start to bubble over? Because that's sort of what happened last year. They started losing and then, you know, the bottom fell out. It's going to be predicated on successful basketball. If they're playing well, I'm sure they'll get together. They'll get along together. But Jimmy Butler has made some moves. You know, he's a famous guy now. He's gone a little Hollywood. And, you know, he's kind of said some things that have made people raise their eyebrows. But I think they're going to be fine initially, like most relationships are. But everything will be predicated on how well they play together on the floor. That's yeah. all that matters here.
How much was Dwayne Wade talking about that, about everything we talked about? I know he mentioned the three alphas, this concept that it's not, you know, one star and a bunch of complimentary players. I mean, Dwayne Wade, Rajon Rondo, and Jimmy Butler, they're all guys who lead teams.
And they all really can't shoot the ball that well from downtown. for a head coach that tried last year to implement an offense that was based around shooting well. So something's going to have to change offensively. You're going to have to figure something out. But you know, these three guys are all going to have to counter-exist. And like you said, Rajon Rondo has been a guy, he has a ring. He kind of was on the coattails of Garnett and Pierce and Allen in Boston. That was his rookie season, so he was lucky. He played with 3 Hall of Famers. Yeah. Ever since Boston, he's been going down the wrong path, and he's got some coaches fired, and he's had some blow-ups with teams. That's the wild card right there, because he only really has 1 year guaranteed on the contract. I've been told it's a 2-year deal, but I think the second one is, like, very, very low on the buyout. You could buy him out after a year. So I don't know. And in fact, Wade was asked about that today. He said, what are the expectations? He looked at the reporter that asked the question and said, I can't answer that question.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I don't know these guys. We've never played together.
Well, do you think, I mean, today obviously a big day for introducing free agent acquisition Dwayne Wade. Do you think the Bulls are done? I keep seeing the same sort of strange rumors, internet rumors, that the Bulls are still looking to pull off a major deal.
They can look all they want. I can look all I want. Look, I want to date a supermodel. You know, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. You've got to find a partner, a trade partner that wants something back that you have. And right now, I think asset-wise, there's some young players here, but there's some really underdeveloped players. They don't really have, you know, a young 22, 23-year-old developing star. So, you know, who on the Bulls roster do you want?
Yeah, right.
The Bulls want to give away. There's not, I mean, Doug McDermott. They're not going to trade Doug McDermott. Bobby Portis, they're not going to trade Bobby Portis. They want to keep their younger players, and they want to build from this foundation they have. The guys to look at, Russell Westbrook is going to be a free agent next year. Blake Griffin is going to be a free agent.
Let's get Griffin now.
You've got some options there, and you hope that Jimmy Butler uses this Olympic basketball template as a place to grow relationships with guys on this team. That's what happened in 2008 when LeBron and Wade and Bosh played together. They became friends. Lo and behold, 2 years later, they signed
Miami. Right. You're right. You're right. Okay, Sam, we got to wrap up in about a minute here, so let's turn to Cubs and Sox and the trade deadline. The big names being thrown around, Chris Sale, and on the Cubs side, the idea of maybe picking up someone like Josh Reddick.
Chris Sale stays. Jose Quintana may go.
Oh, really?
David Robertson stays on the south side. On the north side, I think they're done. I don't think there are any more moves to be made. I think Theo has parted with enough chips. I don't know, you know, that Josh Reddick is all that attainable. Billy Beane's going to want a lot back in Oakland. They'd like to add a bat. Hey, how about get Jason Hayward to play better? That would solve everything.
And Soler's coming off the DL too, right? So, I mean, he'll be back.
Yeah, so I think they're good. They got their arms, and Aroldis Chapman throwing 103 miles an hour the last two nights has been exceptional.
It's really interesting, but you don't think Chris Sale goes anywhere. The Texas Rangers still seem to be interested, according to CBS and other places, but you don't think they have what it takes to pry Chris Sale from the south side?
I don't think the Sox have the guts to do that trade right now. I just don't. I think maybe in the offseason they reconsider it. And remember, if you think about the offseason, now you've got 29 other teams that think they have a chance to win the next year, right? I mean, this year you've only got about 18 to think they can win it all. In an offseason, everybody thinks they can win it all. That drives the price up. That drives the return up.
Sam Panionovich, WGN Sports. He's at the UC right now for the big, huge, highly anticipated Olympic exhibition game against Venezuela. Sam, we'll talk soon.
USA, USA.